As long as the announcements were, I'll make the invitation this evening fairly concise. If you'll turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'd like to read to you, beginning in verse 8, a statement made by the Apostle Paul concerning his lot as an apostle and as a Christian. He says, "We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body." We have mentioned this many times. Our life is not an easy life as we live upon this earth. Even individuals who have a relatively comfortable life have difficulties. And it's easy to begin to despair, to get despondent, to get depressed as we contemplate the difficulties of our life. That is a danger. And the Apostle Paul, however, had every bit of that. As much as we, most probably in most instances, much more than what we ourselves suffer. And yet that's not the way he looked at it. So with every point, there was a counterpoint. We are hard-pressed, but not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We're persecuted, but not forsaken. And the reason why he had that very healthy attitude with regard to the difficulties in his life is because of where his focus was. And you'll notice in verses 16 through the end of the chapter, he says, "We do not lose heart." Why? "Even though our outward man is perishing, the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not seen are eternal." And so the key, getting through life, and not becoming despondent, despairing over the difficulties of life, is to keep your focus on the things that are above. It's not always an easy thing to do. It's something that we should strive for. And if we manage that, our point of view changes sufficiently to help us to bear any burden that may beset us as we live upon this earth. The hope of heaven is what we're about when we come together for the purpose of worship and study and to encourage and edify one another. And it may be that your mind has been directed to the affairs of God and the hope of heaven this evening by something that has been said. If that is the case, it is our hope and prayer that you will respond, if needed, to the invitation that we extend at this time. Don't know your heart. You may be someone who's not a Christian and need to become a Christian. If that is the case, if you believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and you're willing to turn away from your sins, repent of them, you can be baptized to have your sins washed away this day and tonight rise and walk in newness of life as a child of God. If we can explain these things more further to you or help you in any way to answer that call, we offer ourselves to you. If as a child of God there's something amiss that you want to make right publicly, or there's some encouragement that we can offer to you, the invitation is extended to you as well. If you can help you in any way to answer that call, we ask that you come. I want to go to the standing section.